If riach armoy, what does that mean? Ach nafshe mekiryas oy ze loit. It goes on loit. She pirish mi Avram. He went away from Avram. Omid vonim. Kevriach armoy. That means shehitol madinim. He made fights. Meriva he made. Kevriach and armoy at the strong bolts of armoy. In other words, that Lloyd made fights with the Roya of Avram Avinu, his pasture, he was pasturing other people's property, as Gezel, so Kitzel Lloyd made fights. Right, then the Pesach says, Lo Yavoy Amoinim Yavi B'Kal Hashem, that an Amoin and a Moivi, even after them is Geyer, they're also B'Kal Hashem, they can't marry a regular Bas Yisrael. Dorash Rav Avitem Rav Yitzchak, mind this, what's the Pesach say? L'Savo Yivakesh Nifrod. A person that goes after his taiva like, will go away from a tzaddik. He'll go away from good. He'll yivakesh nifrid. He wants to be separated. Uvachol teshua yizgala. And everything that happens will be uncovered. That means lesavo yivakesh nifrad zeloit. That means loit, that loit had taiva to do ra. That's why he separated from Avram Avinu. That's why he says, shebikesh lahafrid mi Avram. He wants to separate from Avram. Kedeseva yipardu kedei lemalois tavosim aveira. Why did Lot want to go away from Avram? To fulfill his taiva, to do his desires. Then the pasuk says, "V'chol toshia yizgala." That means she nizgala kolayna batek nesis batek midrashes. Everybody's going to know about this. What Avram, what Lot did? Why did Tznan? We learned like this. The pasuk says, "Am no vidashin amoyni yemayavi yasurin." They're also to come in kal Yisrael. There is an amoyni can't marry a bas Yisrael even after he's mizgayer. The Yisurin Yisraelim, their Yisur remains Liyelim. The Torah speaks out, what it means to say is, Yizgala means, the Torah says, B'chol HaTorah. Yizgala Kloyne B'shtei Torah, it means, B'Torah Shabiksav, means in the Torah Shabiksav, it says, Lo Yavi Amon Yavi. Now, Hainu Botek Nesias, Uve Torah Shabapeh, what does it mean, Torah Shabapeh? Shabbatim Mitroshis. That Chazal Dashin on this, Shashayin Ben, Amon Yavi, Yisurin Yisurin Yisraelim. That's Chazal already dashes that not only is it also for one door, but it's also Yisraelim. So as it says, Torah Shabbat that Amoinim Avi can't come to Kal Hashem, but doesn't say clearly for how many generations. And that we dashin Yisraelim, that's called the Torah Shabbat that we dashin the Yisra's Nisraelim. Omar Ulu says, right, Omar Ulu, Uba says like this, Toma Zinsa Toma Diznus and Zimri Zina, Zimri Diznus. Toma Zinsa Toma when she had Nus with Yehuda Yotzim Imenu Malachim and Neviim came out of a Mamas Sadikim Malachim and Neviim. Zimri that had Nus with the Midyan is Zina Zimri Zina Nafluel of Kamar Vavas Mishrael Klai Yisrael did a lot of Chatoyim then a lot of other people did Nus then that they all got killed out, they all got wiped out. So what do we learn out from this? Ramar of Nachum Rav Yitzchak Kedoy La Averu Lishmo. Even though Toma didn't have aver lechura, but she did it l'shma, she did it l'shem shemayim, like it says the pasuk, she thought Rashi says, Toy says, at Toma zinsa, av niskav l'shem shemayim, ki nesiv ki rosa ki gadol sheila v'yotzim enu malachim, that she saw the way sheila grew up already, and Yehuda didn't give it to her, so therefore she wanted l'hakim zera, therefore she wanted to live with Yehuda, and it came out of her rus. Mashenke and Sonela Gedola Aver Lumor says, Gedola Aver Lishma, me mitzvah Shlalishma. By doing an Aver of a mitzvah, Shlalishma. So Mashma so far doing a mitzvah Shlalishma is not so good. For the Gemara is that true. The Yom Rav Yudom Arav, the Yolam Yasakodom Batoro of a mitzvah Safilish Shlalishma. But at the beginning, when you start to learn to do mitzvahs, right away at the beginning, you start doing them Shlalishma. You don't do it for the real Kavanah to be Yavir Hashem. That's the way you're supposed to start off. You can't jump right away to do everything the best way. You have to start off slowly. See, even though you start off shlo lishmon, why? Shemitah shlo lishmon vol lishmon. Because mitah shlo lishmon, you come out to do eventually to learn Torah and do mitzvah lishmon. So koponim, you see, doing mitzvah shlo lishmon is a chashuv thing, is something good. So what are you saying that a mitzvah, an aveira lishmon, is like better than a mitzvah shlo lishmon? Mashmat's not so good a mitzvah shlo lishmon. So Marin says, Elo, what you should say is like this. Aleima ke mitzvah shtalishmo. Not that it's better, but it's like it. Just like a mitzvah shtalishmo is a davar chashuv, it's something good. Who I did if you do an aveira. Lishmo doesn't mean all the time, but sometimes it's also good. I mean, about the week, we don't have a right to do aveiras. We can't say we want to do an aveira lishmo. Stam to do an aver, we have no heter. Even though you may think the best reasons in the world why to do it, an aver, we have no heter to do. But here by tzaddikim, they held a heter, they had rights to do it, so by them, if they did lishma, it's also called chashim. Another right was this is, the chsiv, it says, tevorach minoshim yoel. Who's the lady that's blessed? That's Yoel. Eshes Chevra Keni, the wife of Chevra Keni. Minoshim boil more than the wives, than the moyis that were boil. Tevorach, she should be blessed. What does that mean? Ma noshim sheboil. Who are the noshim that boil, that Sarah Rivka Rachel Aleiah? And the other pasuk is saying that Yoel, this Eshes Chevra Keni, she deserves to be blessed more than Sarah Rivka Rachel Aleiah. Why? The Rav Rabbi Yechon says, the Maisa by Yoel was that Sheva Bilas Bol Isa Rasha by Isa Shor. When Isa Rasha came to live with her, he had nus with her 7 times, and he let her do it. Kadeda, at the end of that, she was able to kill him. So she let him live with her, Amanah's time to get him weak. His Melech, who that? This was Isra. That was by Sisra, right? So Sisra, he was the Melech that the Jews were trying to kill. So when he came into her, he killed her. But how did she kill him? How did Yoel kill Sisra? That she let Sisra live with her 7 times, and then he was so weak, then he was able to kill her.
All right, turn over.
See, in Amar Rabbi Yechanan, Sheva Bilais Bo Lais Arosha, 7 times Sisra lived with her. The Yoel Sisra at that time, Shenemar Apostle says, Bein Raglea Korva Nofa Shachav, says this 7 times in the Pasuk of Korah Nofel Shachav, that 7 times Sisra lived with her. And still, it's considered that she's Mavara, she gets blessed, because even though it was an Avera, but she was Neschavan Neshem Mitzvah. She was Neschavan in order to get him weak, that she should be able to kill him. I, Lechur, she's Neshes Ish. So that Toy speaks about the Avera she didn't do, because the Klal is like Esther Karka Elam Hoysa, a lady that just sits there, and the man goes into her. It's not called she's doing an Avera, it's called the man is doing the Avera, not her. So therefore she wasn't, she wasn't Chayiv Misa. There wasn't Alocha of Yehorek V'al Yavar. Like this, by Neshes Ish, by Znus, Namal by a man, Lamosh of the Klal of Yehorek V'al Yavar. You're not allowed to do the Avera. But by Nisha, you don't have that Klal. She's called Karkerdom. But still the Gemara is the Kash Aivo Komishano, Mibilo Dilei, but still she's having enjoyment, that Sisra lived with her. So Tai speaks out, it doesn't mean to say she was Mechuyev Misa, but just means, why does the Pasuk give her a bracha? Why did she get a bracha? Lechura, she had enjoyment, b'shasti Avera, it's not called an Avera Lishma, it should be called she has enjoyment from the Avera. So Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yechanan, Kol Toivosan Shal Rishoyim, Einu El Arua Eitz HaTzadikim. No, don't think she had any enjoyment from it. Any Toiv, anything good that a Russian wants to give a Tzadik, is only bad to the Tzadik. Shenema, the Pasuk says that Hashem had to tell Lavan that Ishamu Lecho Midabrim Yaakov Mitoy V'Yad Ra. Hashem had to tell Lavan, be careful, don't talk to Yaakov good or bad. So Bishleim Ra Shapir. Bishleim that Hashem had to tell Lavan, don't talk bad to Yaakov. That's good, we understand. Elatoy V'Mailoi, what's wrong if Lavan would talk good to Yaakov? Why can't Lavan talk good to Yaakov? Elalash Ramid, from here we see the Klal is Toivosoi Rohi. That when even a Russia tries to do good to a tzaddik, it's only bad. Here also, it's only bad. The Tosfos speaks out that by Lavan, the commands Hashem davaris kachavim. When Lavan was going to speak good to Yaakov, Zichi would have spoke about his avodah zarah, like he would have give shvach praises to his avodah zarah. That's why it's called bad to Yaakov. And Tosfos speaks out here also. The Mishani, the Shad is more in Yevamis as the Kasha. What bad did Sisra give Yael? Teretz is the Shada Bazuama. He put some schmutz into her. That's when as Rasha Sisra lived with Yael, it wasn't hanot to her, Yael. It wasn't any enjoyment, it was only fakert. It made her feel terrible that she had to live with a guy. It put Zuama, some schmutz, into her. Therefore, it's called, she did this mitzvah lishma, for it's called a big thing. She got a bracha out of it. Tais also speaks out in famous Taisis. Here the Gemara says in Indian to do mitzvah shmur lishmo, shemitayr shmur lishmo is bol lishmo. Toiz yes the kash ayvim toima, for amrina biyam, the Gemara bracha says, that oisik the mitzvah shmur lishmo, noich lashla nivro. A person that does a mitzvah shmur lishmo, not with the right intentions, it's worth nothing. And you're better off not to be born altogether.
And here our Gemara's mashma, it's a good thing.
There are two ways of learning something shloi lishma. There means you're doing it to start up to make fights with other people. That's a terrible thing. For that, you're better off don't learn. For in other words, you're not doing it bechlal. You'll never end up learning lishma. You're only learning almanas to fight to show other people they're wrong. But of the hocha we're talking about over here, shoyisik b'teres shloi lishma means lizgadev liknoi shayim. Here you're learning to know Torah, not to fight. Just your intentions are to become a big rov. You want to get a big fame. You want to become famous. So that's not so bad. At the beginning, you're learning Torah. Even though you're learning it for other purposes, eventually, Mr. Hashem, you get to learn the Lishma. But I call upon him, you're not learning. It's time to fight with other people. Fighting more says Gufa. Omer Rav Yudam Arav. Liyor Lam Yasek God the material of the mitzvahs of Fidush Kol Lishmon. It's an Indian to start doing mitzvahs even though you don't do it Lishmon. Which means totally for the sake of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. But Tosis says, but you do it for your own sake also a little bit. You do it for yourself to be called a good person. Still it's kedai to do it. Shemitah Shleil Lishmon. Because when a person goes to learn Torah, do mitzvahs, even though it's Shleil Lishmon, Bo Lishmon. Eventually you come to do the mitzvahs Lishmon. But that's the school of the Torah itself. Or the mitzvahs itself, eventually, they'll be Madrichu, they'll put you on the right way to do it totally Lishmon. Now, Shebizchar Membez Kabonis, for the reward of the 42 Kabonis, Shikriv Bola Karosha, that Bola Karosha brought, even though he didn't do it L'Shem Hashem, he did it like Eret. I'm not to try and get Bilam to curse Klai Yisrael, but still Lamaisi brought his Kabonis, Lo Lishmon to Hashem, is Zocha V'Yotzu Menu Rus. He was Zocha that out of Bolok came out to be Rus. The Yom Rav Yosi Bachanino, Rus, what does Rus mean? Bas Benoi Shel Egloi Melech Moyev Oysa. She was the daughter of the son of Egloin, which was the Melech Moyev. So out of Bola came out Rus. Om Rabbi Chiyya Barab, Om Rabbi Yechanan. Minayin Shena Kodesh Baruch Hu Makapeach. How do we know that Kodesh Baruch Hu does not hold back? Afilu Scha Sichano. Even the reward for a Sichano, for talking nicely, for nicer words, also you deserve to get reward, and Hashem doesn't hold it back. What's the raya from the two daughters of Lot? Dielu Bechira, the older one, decreased from Moyev. She called her for her son Moyev. Omele Rachmon, the Torah says about Moyev, Al Totzer es Moyev, V'yatiskam Bo'machoma. That you're not allowed to go have fights, you can't have war against Moyev. So the Dielik is, Melchoma hu deloy. You're not allowed to have fights, you can't have war against Moyev. Avotzurei Tzarinen, but some to give them tzara, to give them pain, that you're allowed to. Just you can't have war against them. But the Ilut Sira, the younger one, the Karisa Ben Ami, she called Amon. Amon means Ben Ami, her own nation like. That's a nice lashon to call your son, the son of your nation, of like of Ben Ami. Omale, upon Amon, the pasuk says, Al Tetsuram V'Yatiska Bam. Means by them, you're not going to start up with them at all. You can't give them any pain at all. Afilu Tzure Leitasarinan, Klal. Not even you can't have war with them, but any type of pain you can't give, you can't distress them. So that's a schar that Hashem gave back to the younger one, that she called her son with a nicer name of Ben Ami.
That's right. Moyev means right. Me'ah, from the father, that's an embarrassing thing. Like, you're speaking out right now, right? This is the son from my father, that's not a nice lushin, right? Ma'ashen ken amoin, that's a nice lushin. Right. Om Rabbi Chiya Bar Avin, Om Rabbi Shur Ben Korcho, Le'olam Yaktim Odom L'Dvar Mitzvah. The person should always go run, do a mitzvah fast. Yaktim, even though you have like two people to go do the mitzvah, you should try and be the first one to do the mitzvah. Put yourself first in line to do the mitzvah. She'bischa Laila Achas, She'kodmoso Bechiru Letzira. The fact that the older daughter of Lot lived with her father first the first night,